We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the long wait's finally over. Golf's first major of the year is this weekend. Golfers are headed to San Francisco to tee off and compete for the crown. And no better way to join the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate golf's first major of the year, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions all weekend long. And all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And as football season is in our sights also, DraftKings Sportsbook has rolled out a season-long football pick'em pool with $2 million in prizes up for grabs. So make your picks and watch the games unfold. But you need to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter code KSN when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim. He is Greg. And Greg, how about we announce the winner of the Ask Greg segment?
It's a miracle. It's a miracle that we remember, Jim.
It is indeed, Greg, and our winner is Mitch from Dresher. So, Mitch, I'll be getting in touch with you. We'll get a shirt size and a mailing address, and you'll get your KSN polo. All right, Greg, we kind of alluded to this a little bit earlier in our show when we were talking about, you know, the football season in general, and that is the schedule that these conferences are coming out with. Several of them made announcements over the last several days. We are waiting on the Big Ten. Perhaps by the time our listeners hear this segment, the Big Ten will have come out with another announcement. But essentially what these conferences are going to is a conference-only schedule. Now, they might have a plus one, but mostly it's all conference games, which to me, I look at, forgetting the pandemic for a second, as a fan, I love it. I want more conference games.
Yeah, and I have no issue with that, Jim. You know, I understand that the ecosystem of college football kind of relies in a way on, you know, Penn State, Kent State, and some of these other lesser games, if you will, because of the fact that, you know, Penn State can pay those schools to come give them a win. And, you know, obviously we all have seen and heard about the scenarios where you lose one of those games. But obviously, you know, those schools are going to really, really be hurting without that revenue coming in this year. And there's no real decision yet on how those contracts are going to shake out and everything else. But yeah, all told, I mean, I think that more conference games is better. Now, of course, you can make the argument that Penn State Rutgers or Penn State Maryland is almost like a non-conference game, but it's not Penn State's fault that the Big Ten wanted to bring those two schools into the conference. And, you know, it's probably going to set up. There's been so many rumors, Jim, about how this Big Ten schedule is going to look. Will it be front loaded with division games or not? You know, will you be more likely to play teams closer to you early so you can drive maybe and not fly? I mean, there's a lot of questions to be answered. Will Rutgers even be able to play this year? I mean, they have they might have a month until kickoff. They might have almost a month and a half to 2 months until kickoff. We don't know yet, but you know, they have a coronavirus outbreak going on within that team right now. So you know, when you put it all together, I just think that you know, more conference games certainly is something fans will enjoy. I think it's something we will enjoy. And you know, however this shakes out, I expect that we'll have 10 conference games for Penn State this fall. And you know, so they'll have to add one to the current schedule. It'll be interesting to see if they redo the schedule or not based on what it was previously.
Well, one of the rumors out was a 10-game schedule starting September 5th with several off weeks, which would add to the flexibility that these teams would have, and I think that is so critical. I do want to mention, though, on a side note, I did talk to our buddy Mark at GoPSURV. He said if there's a season, Go PSURV will have a season. So even if you can't tailgate at the stadium, he's going to have tailgating there. So if you have any interest in that, you could call Mark at 800-519-8467. And once we do find out if there's officially a season, we will reinstate our free RV for the first game event that we had done previously. So that's something for our listeners to look forward to. I found it interesting. I'm going to go to a couple of the different conferences. The ACC came out with their announcement where they were going to do a 10+1, 10 conference games and one game, interconference game. And that seemed to be set up so that their teams could play their rivalry games with a Southeast Conference opponent. Think Clemson, South Carolina, Georgia, Georgia Tech. And it was just fascinating to me that within a day or two, the Southeast Conference comes out and says, we're going to do a conference-only schedule. So we're not going to have those rivalry games. Should not the ACC and Southeast Conference been able to coordinate that a little bit better, Greg?
Yeah, I feel like there's a fair amount of pettiness going on with that whole thing, and I don't really understand why. Maybe I'm not read up well enough on, you know, how things kind of shake out down there. But yeah, look, ultimately, you would assume that they would have had that conversation ahead of time, but it's pretty clear they did not, and so we kind of were stuck with, you know, it was what it was and is what it is. So, you know, it'll be fun to kind of sit back and, you know, see how all these things are decided and who kind of takes the lead on making decisions, or will Conference A make a decision and then Conference B follow suit, or will Conference B wait a couple of days and follow suit, or will we have this giant mismatch of things where there's some 10 game conference schedules and some of the 9+1s and some of the, you know, who knows? It just makes you wonder, how in the world can they play a college football playoff, and how in the world can they play bowl games, Jim? I mean, it just seems very difficult for either one of those things to happen. It almost feels like we'd be lucky to get through a regular season, let alone the postseason. So I think there's a lot to still be figured out. The problem is nobody has any great answers or solutions. That's the biggest problem. And then when you start having guys opt out and things like that, you know, it just really makes you wonder how much of a season we're going to actually have.
Well, I'd like to hit on that college football playoff idea where, you know, first off, you don't have the interconference games to give you a little bit of an idea of conference strength. But for the first year, the college football playoff committee is actually going to have some work to do. The old rules, essentially, like, they spent hours and hours telling us they watch film and do all this when essentially they follow this rule. As soon as you lose a second game, you don't qualify for the playoffs, and when we're in doubt between two teams and two different conferences, you pick the team from the Southeast Conference. That's essentially how the committee was run. This year, if you have all conference games, and, you know, are you going to have the Southeast Conference? Is any team going to be able to survive that with less than two losses? And how are they going to figure this out when there's no cross conference and that old rule, which was essentially you couldn't lose more than one game? How are they going to figure this out, Greg?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jim. I mean, it's a mess. There's no doubt about that. And you have so many factors in play. What do you do if you pick a college football playoff participant, if there is such a thing, in 2020? What do you do, Jim, if that team runs into an issue between the time the selections are made and the games? You know, do you have to have teams on standby? Well, if that's the case, you have to let those teams practice. Now, assuming there's bowl games, that shouldn't be an issue. They'll be practicing anyway. But yeah, there's just so much to figure out. And keep in mind, we're probably putting the cart a little bit ahead of the horse because we don't even have a start time for the regular season yet, let alone the bowl game picture. But you know, if I had to guess, Jim, I think for some reason the week after September 5th, so that's the week after Labor Day, I think it might be the 10th or 11th, something like in that ballpark, there seems to be a lot of talk about maybe that being the week to start the season. So that would probably push camp back, what, a week? And they'd start next Friday. So that maybe is an option. Again, I know we've talked about it before. I can't quite wrap my head around the idea of starting the season late. Feels to me like you'd rather start it sooner rather than later and give yourself as much flexibility as possible. But there's a lot of thought that maybe that's not the best way to do it as well. And perhaps you do want to wait and see if we get, as a country, the coronavirus pandemic a little bit more under control. So yeah, it's interesting. That's no question about that. But it does look like we will continue to get multiple different scenarios for different conferences. And ultimately, it will make the job for the College Football Playoff and the Football Bowl Association very difficult. Good thing is, Jim, those people are well compensated to make those decisions, so I'm not feeling too bad for them today.
They're compensated very well for it. But I agree with you, Greg. You know, start this schedule earlier, and if there's an issue on September 5th, you have enough off weekends to fill it in. And if things are okay to play, get the game in while you can. But I'm not going to let this college football committee thing go, Greg, without an answer. Here's my direct question to you. What do you think happens with a playoff committee if the Southeast Conference champion has two losses and you have to pick between that two-loss Southeast Conference champion or a one-loss Pac-12 or Big 12 champion? What happens?
It's a great question. I don't think the second SEC team would get in. Part of you makes – sometimes you just wonder –
No, wait. Hold on. Greg, excuse me. I'm not saying a second Southeast Conference team. I'm saying their champion has two losses. Everyone in that conference has two losses. Do you pick them or do you pick the one-loss Pac-12 team?
I would think the committee, based on everything it's done in the past, would pick the two-loss SEC team, and I don't think it would be a particularly close vote, especially if the Pac-12 – feels like the Pac-12, Jim, it might be the one conference where you could just see whole teams opt out. I'm kind of starting to get that feeling and that curiosity. So they might not even have a champion to put forward. But I do think in that scenario, you would see the SEC team with two losses get in over the one-loss Pac-12 team.
And that would make things fun to hear the reaction from the other conference. One more question, Greg, with the ACC, with their 10+1, they've also added Notre Dame to the conference for this year. What are your thoughts on that? Might that be something we'll see continued on after this year?
Yeah, I mean, it should be. You know, we've talked for a long time about the idea of Notre Dame joining a conference, and you know, it feels like that if you think they would have done it by now, they've really pushed back and they joined for all the other sports, or most of the other sports, but not for football. And now they're in a position where, see, and I think I didn't get, Jim, the ACC was in a position where it really had some leverage over Notre Dame to basically require future conference joining. And it didn't do that, but you always knew Notre Dame was going to come out smelling better than it probably should have of all this. And I think that's definitely the case here.
Exactly. That's how it would work. All right. That's it for our show. Please join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
With the availability of RV tailgating in question for the season, there is space for you and your RV at the Go PSU RV lot, just minutes from the stadium. Bring your RV and enjoy free bus service to and from the game. Watch all the games on the huge projection TV and tailgate in a safe environment. Call GoPSURV at 1-800-519-8467 for more info, or go to GoPSURV.com for details. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions for the first major golf tournament of the year. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.